Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you, and a very important organization here today and some very important people from Wounded Warrior Project. Director of Warrior Care Network, Alex Balber, is here. Hello, Alex. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Coming in. And alumni manager for Colorado Springs Wounded Warrior Project, Greg Monk, is here. Hello, Greg.
Good morning.
And Craig is here as well. Hi, Craig. Craig is hanging out in the background. Hello, Craig. Thank you, guys, for coming in this morning. And I thought it would be fantastic, as we were talking before we came on the show, you know, we are very fortunate to live in Colorado Springs. We support our military. We have a very large veteran population, and Colorado Springs has been recognized as being one of the top places for veterans to live, which is fantastic. And we have so many fantastic organizations in the area that support our veterans, and Wounded Warrior Project is one of those organizations. And if you could start with a little bit of background on how Wounded Warrior Project got started.
So back in 2003, there were two gentlemen from Virginia that they wanted to do something. They saw our active duty that were coming back from the Middle East, and they wanted to help out in some way. And so what they chose to do was they went out and bought 10 backpacks, and they filled those backpacks full of loose-fitting clothing and toiletry items and different things like that. And they took them to Walter Reed Medical Center, and they said, hand these out to our active duty that are coming back. By the time they got back home, there was a message on their answering machine. And for the younger listeners out there, answering machine is what we call voicemail now. So,
yeah, I think we do need to clarify that for the younger.
Yes,
that's an answering machine.
That's right.
Yes.
So, and it was basically saying, we need more backpacks. And that's how Wounded Warrior Project got started. If you fast forward 15 years later now to the year 2018, we have over 16 programs and services that we offer our alumni, is what we call them, our wounded veterans and their family members, that we offer 100% free to them. And Alex is going to talk a little bit about some of those programs, and I will as well. So,
and coming to Colorado Springs, because Wounded Warrior Project is out of Jacksonville, right?
We are headquartered in Jacksonville, correct.
And then choosing to have a location here in Colorado Springs, was that kind of like a no-brainer?
Heavily populated veteran areas, absolutely. We also have offices throughout the nation, and basically we decide where the need is, where the need is great, and that's where we want to put boots on the ground.
And when did the Colorado Springs location get started?
I've been with them for the past 2.5 years,
yeah.
And actually part of my job is to bring awareness to the veterans here, because I am a retired veteran out of Colorado Springs, and I did not realize that Wounded Warrior Project had an office here until I retired. And so that's part of what we do with the connection piece, is making people aware of where we are and what our programs are.
And like you said, there are several different programs, and one of those programs is the Warrior Care Network. And Alex, you are the director of the Warrior Care Network.
That's correct.
And it is an incredible program that offers a lot of services, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a best-in-class program that Wounded Warrior Project started about 3 years ago, around 2014, 2015. We were looking to identify programs that can make a remarkable change in the course of someone's trajectory for individuals dealing with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. We partnered with 4 academic medical centers throughout the country: Rush University Medical Center in Chicago and their Road Home program, Mass General Hospital in Boston and their Home Base program, UCLA Hospital System and their Operation Mend program, and Emory University Health System and their Emory Veterans program. And what we did was we designed a program and developed a network that focuses on intensive clinical treatment for post-traumatic stress as well as traumatic brain injury. These are 2 to 3 week intensive programs where we bring in warriors from all over the country. They come, they spend 2 to 3 weeks with those medical providers. They get as much care in that 2 to 3 week time period than they would normally get over the course of a year. This is a huge commitment for the warriors to take that type of step, commit to care. And what we've realized is that this level of intense treatment, that treatment sticks. And that treatment sticks for months and years down the road. And that's really what we've started. And it's not just a focus on one hospital system. It's a network where we bring all of our data together. We look at how to develop best practice. And we're looking to to disseminate that practice and that standard of
to
care through
across,
all
yeah.
Medical centers. And that's what we're working on right now based on our the positive results, the satisfaction that we've realized at over 90%, over 93% completion of our program.
Wow.
Mental health issues, especially post-traumatic stress, are disorders of avoidance.
And that's what this project is working on, isn't it?
That's correct.
And recently, the Wounded Warrior Project did announce a very large commitment to the Warrior Care Network, $160 million commitment to this program because of the results that are being seen, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We just announced recently an additional $160 million commitment to these four academic medical centers in partnership with us. And with that investment, and including the $100 million investment for the first 3 years of the program, Wounded Warrior Project has committed to $260 million worth of care and innovative programming for veterans who are suffering from the invisible wounds of war. This is a tremendous commitment. We know that, conservatively speaking, about 11 to 20% of war fighters in post 9/11 suffer from some symptoms associated with post-traumatic stress, as well as having experienced a traumatic brain injury. That's a lot of people. Over 3 million individuals have deployed and supported combat operations in the last 17 years. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to develop a particular program that's able to help them and also help society bring that program or bring this type of effort to the attention of all medical providers in the country. And we're a small piece of the puzzle. There's VA medical centers out there. There are other partners who support healthcare for veterans as well. So bringing it all together, we're one piece of the puzzle. But we do believe that we have a very innovative approach to this, as long as we get those veterans and their family members to really want to commit to that care. Care is available, and we're happy to help and support. And as Greg mentioned, this is free, at no charge to the warrior or their family member, because we do bring the family members as well for care and support as part of a holistic approach to the warrior and the veteran.
Because PTSD and traumatic brain injuries does affect the whole family, doesn't it? And the community, doesn't it? For if our veterans are coming back and need this care, it impacts so many people, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely. It's the family network can be disrupted by this. Families deal with it, and Greg experiences this when he works with the alumni on their social programming. They're looking at issues with finances, issues with mental health, issues associated with their physical health and well-being. So this is an opportunity. Wounded Warrior Project is deeply committed to supporting the family unit of that warfighter.
Well, and I'm sure, and we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll talk about this when we come back, battling the stigma, right, that may go with PTSD and other mental health stuff. So let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk about that. We're talking with Alex Balber, director of the Warrior Care Network for Wounded Warrior Project, and Greg Monk, alumni manager for Colorado Springs for the Wounded Warrior Project. We've got more coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Greg Monk, alumni manager for the Wounded Warrior Project here in Colorado Springs, and he is the Warrior Care Network director, Alex Balber, and we are talking about the Warrior Care Network, and recently, Wounded Warrior Project announced another commitment of $160 million to the Warrior Care Network, and this is to help veterans, isn't it, mostly with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and before we went to the break, we are talking about the stigma. Isn't there a stigma? And it affects a lot of the community, but also with veterans, like, I can't say I need help. If I say I need help, I might appear weak, or there's other stigmas associated with that, isn't there?
Yeah, we've seen, we've worked with individuals over the last 15 years trying to combat the concept of stigma. We've seen it a lot during our active duty time, Greg. When folks are not willing to come forward with some issues, they fear they might be shamed by their other brothers and sisters in uniform. They're afraid they might lose security clearance. They're afraid for anything that might take them out of the fight. perhaps mm-hmm. even somewhere downrange. So they're not willing to admit that. We've worked over the last 15 years to educate the public that care is available. There is no shame in having maybe having an issue that you need to relate to a professional with, whether it's a clinical professional, psychiatrist, psychologist, or it's talking to another battle buddy, another peer, a peer support leader, to really help you bring out some of those feelings and then figure out what the proper course of action would be. Shame, moral injury, these are things we're really trying to combat and work with all of our suite of programs to bring warriors together and to share their
right.
to share their issues and hopefully seek help if there is a significant clinical issue that presents.
Well, and like you guys are talking about, it's more important to get the help before it gets to a point that it's, I don't want to say beyond help, but critical, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, getting to them soon enough.
Absolutely. And that's part of what we do here in Colorado Springs with the alumni team, is that we are out there bringing the awareness of not just Wounded Warrior Project programs, yeah. but of all the local resources that are available to them, the veteran servicing organizations. We held what we called a Vet Fest, working with the Sky Sox, the Colorado Springs Sky Sox, and we brought 50 veteran servicing organizations, and we worked with the local VFW post, with the VA, with 30 local businesses for a hiring fair, and it was a huge resource fair, hiring fair for all of our veterans in El Paso and Douglas County, and it was a great turnout to have the veterans come out and learn what actually is available to them, what resources can serve them, ultimately, hopefully empowering them
Absolutely.
To live the life on their terms.
And another thing, and I was actually at the El Paso County Services Center yesterday, and I kept seeing these signs all over, and it was called the Pre-Connect 360. And I was like, wait, what was that? And that's another program with the Wounded Warrior Project, isn't it?
Well, so we support it. Prep Connect 360 is a transitioning program. So it's taking our active duty members, whether they're retirees or whether they're just separating from the military service, and it's providing them a week-long course that is basically training them on how to find employment. How do you take 20 years of military service and put that into a civilian resume so that you can go out and find meaningful work? Different things like that. Getting them connected to the new social media resources like LinkedIn and how they can utilize that as well.
So, and just one of the many services provided, right, through the Wounded Warrior Project. And I know, Alex, we were talking about the Warrior Care Network as well, but there's lots of services also provided through Warrior Care Network as well, right? We've talked about PTSD and the TBI treatment and the four health organizations across the country that you team up with, but there's also other emphasis in the Warrior Care Network as well.
Yeah, Warrior Care Network, the backbone of the Warrior Care Network in all four of our medical centers is evidence-based and evidence-informed treatment for post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. That's a critical beginning for someone's treatment. We believe in establishing therapeutic rapport between individuals and their providers, but we're also deep believers that gold standard treatments really do exist. All four of our medical centers really deliver those standard treatments, but they wrap that treatment around with alternative modalities for treatment. Mm-hmm. We're looking at mindfulness, yoga, adding acupuncture, adding a physical health and wellness component. You know, the connection between the body and the mind is so strong. Getting that warfighter access to that those type of programs and activities, and even through Wounded Warrior Project, huge emphasis on physical health and wellness
right.
programs, where we've actually realized some amazing results, demonstrating that if you get somebody focused on a coaching model for physical health and wellness to reduce their body mass index, you know, drop some weight, start to eat a little bit better, you see a significant resolution in their mental health symptoms as well. Mm. Quite remarkable. We've known this for years. So our medical centers really really adopt the sort of the Wounded Warrior Project approach to a holistic care for that warrior, not just providing a gold standard care, but providing those wraparound services. And when those folks do discharge from care, they discharge, let's say, back to the Colorado Springs area,
right.
and that warrior is now back, and we connect that warrior to our alumni programs. We connect that warrior to our other mental health programs to really make sure that they're continuing that level of care once they get back to their community. Certainly occasionally the biggest step is admitting that something is wrong with you and seeking that care, or you're suffering from something. You should never have to suffer in isolation.
Right.
And then after care, it's now Wounded Warrior Project really stepping in and really supporting them through their journey after they've received this amazing clinical program.
Okay, so we're going to have to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the Wounded Warrior Project here in Colorado Springs and the Warrior Care Network. That's all coming up with Alex and Greg right here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about the Wounded Warrior Project and the Warrior Care Network. And joining us this morning is Alumni Manager for Colorado Springs from the Wounded Warrior Project, Greg Monk, is here. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Alex Balber is the director of Warrior Care Network for the Wounded Warrior Project. Alex, hello.
Good morning.
And joining us also is Greg Meissen. He is the manager of the Combat Stress Recovery Program here in the Springs. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
And I did not realize, Alex, you flew all the way in from Jacksonville.
I did, yes. It's a great opportunity to get out of the hot and humid weather and out here with my colleagues and friends here at the Colorado Springs office.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking about the Warrior Care Network and Wounded Warriors Project of, again, committing another $160 million to the Warrior Care Network. And it's quite, I don't want to say elaborate program, but it is so fine. It's very fine-tuned, isn't it, Alex? So a veteran comes in, I need help. My family needs help. And then they go into the Warrior Care Network. They go to one of the four medical facilities across the country, correct?
That's correct.
And then when they finish the program, which, as you were saying, 93% completion rate.
Yes, ma'am.
And the success rate is incredible.
Yes, ma'am.
Then that warrior comes back to the Colorado Springs area if they're from here. And then, Greg, that's where you help them.
Absolutely.
Get connected with the resources here.
And that's the key word, is connection.
Yeah.
What we do is we get the warriors out of the house, and sometimes with their family members as well. And we provide them a like-minded, safe environment where they can enjoy the different community activities, whether it's a professional sports outing or whether it's a local restaurant or something along those lines. But we are educating them on programs that Wounded Warrior Project provides, as well as the local resources that are around. One of the things that we educate them on is what we call Project Odyssey, and I'd love to turn it over to Craig to have him talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit about that.
And Craig, you are the manager of the Combat Stress Recovery Program, so is Project Odyssey part of this?
Yes, Project Odyssey is kind of our cornerstone program within the Combat Stress Recovery Program. And essentially what it is a 4 or 5 day retreat with our warriors that have been deployed to combat zones and are experiencing symptoms associated with post-traumatic stress or TBIs. And what we do is we get to use some adventure activities to address some of the stress associated with those difficulties that they deal with. We utilize that, and then we follow up with the individuals for 90 days post the trip itself to okay. continue moving them in positive directions with their mental health.
That's incredible. So it's, again, keeping connected with them to make sure and ensure that progress continues for the veteran and their family, correct?
And it's important to understand that you don't have to be from Colorado Springs.
Correct.
You could be from a remote location in Montana. We have two resource centers that you can call, and they can get you connected to the different programs with regards to Project Odysseys or our Soldier Ride right. program or our Physical Health and Wellness program. We will actually bring you to the location so that you can receive those services as well. So even though we're based out of Colorado Springs and we do have a heavy veteran population here, we are also providing these services all across the nation, no matter where you live.
And and I was asking Alex in the break, I'm assuming Wounded Warrior Project connects with other organizations and the VA as well. And I did not realize this, but you said very connected.
Yes, we are very connected. Yeah. Our Warrior Care Network, it is a network, and our network exists because of not only our ability to get in touch with the alumni and veterans and their family members in the community, get them into the programs, but connected obviously to the four medical centers. That this network is not made possible without the support of the VA. Within each of our four academic medical centers, we have there stationed one VA liaison, and that liaison plays a very pivotal role. That liaison is capable of pulling records, VA records, for that individual who's going to be getting care at that particular facility. And also helping to streamline any additional appointments that are going to be needed for that individual once they discharge from care at that academic medical center. So this is a great asset, a great tool for the Warrior Care Network to ensure that the continuity of care for that warrior once they leave that academic medical center that continues. Very, very critical part. Wounded Warrior Project, we are advocates for responsible choice. And what that really entails is that veterans should have the opportunity to seek care, whether it's in the VA system, whether it's with Wounded Warrior Project, or through another veteran service organization that provides mental health care and care for traumatic brain injury. And that's really something that we stand by and support.
And how important have you guys seen with some warriors connecting with other warriors and them realizing I'm not the only one going through this. My brothers and sisters are going through that. That has to make a huge impact, doesn't it?
It does. Our warriors are our biggest advocates. And so when we create an engagement opportunity, and the neat thing is that warriors will come to these engagement opportunities, these events that we host, and they will not even realize they've been living three blocks from somebody that they served on the battlefield with. And to watch that relationship cultivate and regrow again is just amazing. But it is. It's about a warrior sitting back and talking to another warrior saying, hey, I utilized this program, or this program helped me in this way, and getting them involved in that. What you guys are doing for us today by raising awareness, KRDO and your show, I mean, it's just getting that message out that there is help no matter what situation you are in.
Absolutely. And I think, and that kind of goes back to, doesn't it, Alex, what we were talking about earlier, breaking through that stigma.
Absolutely. And one of our key features, as we mentioned previously, is bringing those folks together, getting that bonding together to feel that camaraderie again amongst your brothers and sisters in arms. And that's really a key feature. Project Odyssey, they go together as cohorts.
Right.
We have cohort-based system in Warrior Care Network. Physical Health and Wellness Program does cohort-based expos. So you can see that there's a pattern to all of this. And that's really bringing those individuals together. And our logo sort of embodies that. We have one warrior carrying another warrior, and if you have issues, if there's something that you need support with, that warrior on the bottom is going to be carrying that warrior on the top. And then once you get the care that you need, you're ready to carry.
You're ready to be the one
on the bottom carrying that warrior on top. And that's really what our programs embody, sort of that full cycle of service that each of those alumni have gone through, and we really respect that. And It's amazing, the camaraderie there.
Yeah, and it sounds like it just continuation of giving, right? I received, I've grown, I've learned, I've expanded, and now it's time for me to give. That kind of sounds like how it works.
Absolutely. And we have grown what we call our peer support group leader and warrior leader program. And what that is that's our veterans that have come in. They have received the benefits of our programs and services, and they've said, look, I want to carry another brother. I want to carry another sister. Right. And so we have actually trained them and put them in roles of being a warrior leader, being a peer support group leader. Right here in Colorado Springs, we have two awesome veterans that are leading our peer support group here, and that's happening all across the nation.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more. Let's get a little bit more specific about services right here in Colorado Springs for our veterans. And maybe you may know somebody that needs help, but they aren't directly close to, say, a Wounded Warrior Project location. I'm sure there's resources for them as well. So we'll have more with Alex, Greg, and Craig. It rhymes, kind of. Next, coming up on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking about the Wounded Warrior Project and the Warrior Care Network. And joining us this morning, Greg Monk, who's alumni manager here in Colorado Springs for the Wounded Warrior Project. Craig Meissen, who is the manager of the Combat Stress Recovery Program for the Wounded Warrior Project here in the Springs, and director of Warrior Care Network for the Wounded Warrior Project, Alex Balber, is here. I made it the Alex Show. Alex!
Thank you.
That was a funny little laugh in the break. But as we are talking, we've really, you guys just scratched the surface, haven't we, of exactly the resources that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, the Warrior Care Network offers to veterans, not only here in the Springs, but across the country. The Wounded Warrior Project works with a lot of organizations across the country, don't they, to make sure that resources, so as you were saying, Craig, like, example, Wounded Warrior Project office here, but not one in Wyoming or Utah or New Mexico. So you provide the resources for surrounding states and areas.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we are a national organization, and so we serve warriors from coast to coast. And we do that in capacity by providing services for them to come to programs here. So certain programs will allow them to fly in to receive the benefits of those. Right. But then also we receive the support from local organizations that are doing great things as well. Because if we can put them in touch with a vet center in their local area to receive mental health resources or a program like Cohen or something like that, they can help help our mission to honor and empower those warriors to receive and take care of their own mental health and things in that capacity. And so where we aren't able to have a physical presence, we definitely lean heavily on community partners and such.
And some of those community partners, what is one of those community partners, Alex, you were talking about?
Several. Team Red, White, and Blue is a great organization. The Mission Continues is another great organization that we partner with and support, Greg.
And you, your listeners probably have heard of Team Rubicon. They have been very active in the hurricanes that we've had. Those three organizations are helping our veterans find purpose again, are keeping our veterans keeping them physically fit. We have a physical health and wellness program, which is a 90-day coaching program where we bring them in, we educate them, we do goal setting, not just educating them about how to work out properly, but also about how to eat properly, right, where they will take a trip over to a Whole Foods or something like that, and they will teach them how to read labels. And then they will go back to their homes, and we will follow up with them weekly to make sure that they're keeping those goals, that they're reaching those goals, and different things like that. And then you also have a group, an organization like Team Red, White, and Blue that is getting them out running 5Ks, running half marathons, doing different, it's not all about running, but doing different physical activities. Then you have the Mission Continues that's so involved with community and is providing community service and giving veterans the opportunity to continue to have a purpose and to make their community a better place. And then, like I mentioned, Team Rubicon's doing that same thing on the national level where they are providing services due to natural disasters, whether it's fires in Colorado or California or hurricanes in Texas or Florida or Puerto Rico or something along those lines.
Incredible. And again, we've really just scratched the surface of everything that the Wounded Warrior
Absolutely.
Project does, the Warrior Care Network. But someone might be listening, and again, we know we have a very large veteran population here, active duty military, or, you know, a lot of people that live outside of the area, and they might be thinking, how do I connect? How do I get connected myself? How do I get a family member connected? And how do I navigate the best best thing for me or my veteran or my family?
Absolutely. So, if you go to woundedwarriorproject.org, there's going to be a ton of information right there. And there's also going to be contact information, whether it's by email or whether it's by phone, getting plugged into our resource center. And our resource center will take calls from all across the nation, and then they will get them in touch with myself if they're wanting to get involved in with other veterans and stuff. Or they might get them in touch with Craig if they've shown an interest to want to go on one of these Project Odysseys, or get them in touch with our Soldier Ride team. We have a four-day experience where veterans are coming in and they are bonding over bike rides, mm-hmm. as well as just the camaraderie of being together again. And so there's so many different programs. And again, going to that website. And if you are local, if you are here in Colorado Springs, come down to our office. We're on Colorado and Nevada. We got a beautiful big sign out on the building, and we would love for you to come on down and hopefully get you connected into some services that is going to ultimately empower you.
And Alex, if a warrior, a veteran is needing the Warrior Care Network and they need help, what is it, the same process for them to reach out for the Warrior Care Network?
Absolutely. You go through the same process. And okay. when you're working with that resource center, they're an amazing group of individuals who can really get to the root of perhaps what some of the things you're dealing with. Generally, we'll have somebody who calls in who has maybe a financial issue. And they might be requesting some emergency financial assistance. And the call doesn't end at that point. It's asking about the well-being of that warrior who's making that call. And they might start to hint at perhaps battling some mental health issues. And then that referral will be plugged into our mental health and wellness okay. team. And from that point on, we will be able to engage directly, figure out what program best suits them. It may be something that they're not committed yet to do something, and it's intense clinical program. We do have outpatient programs as okay. well in all four of those medical centers. And we do have an outpatient program with our colleague Centerstone, our partner Centerstone, that provides outpatient care throughout the country to individuals who require that.
Well, it's an incredible program, the Wounded Warrior Project, the Warrior Care Network. We could keep talking for a long time, you guys, and I know that, but unfortunately we've run out of time. And again, let's give the website so people can go get more information. And it is woundedwarriorproject.org.
Absolutely.
And that's their place to go, and that starts the entire process for everything, basically, right? Programs to get plugged into, local programs, everything like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, we just scratched the surface. We also have financial wellness, where we have national service officers that are helping our veterans receive the benefits that they've earned. We have a Warriors to Work network where they are helping our veterans find meaningful employment. So ton of information on that website. Check it out.
Well, you guys are incredible. Thank you so much for coming on today. Again, woundedwarriorproject.org. Greg Monk, alumni manager for the Colorado Springs Wounded Warrior Project office. Thank you so much. Craig Meissen, the manager of Combat Stress Recovery Program here. Thank you so much, Craig. Yeah. And for coming all the way from Jacksonville, Alex Balber, director of Warrior Care Network. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
And if you missed any of the program, don't forget, it'll be up on our podcast at KRDO.com. Click under the radio tab later this morning. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.